Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Yes, you're now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. He will be delivering part two of his message titled, Snap Out of It. He brought part one on Saturday, January the 22nd. So he will be doing part two of his message titled, Snap Out of It, on tonight. So you would most definitely need your Bibles, your pens and papers, so that you can follow along as we get ready to hear from this awesome man of God on tonight once again. We do always open up with prayer, and so that's what we're going to do on tonight, as we always do. I'm letting you all know that I'm in a different location right now. I'm in another church service. I'm in a different room, so I hope that you all don't hear what's going on in the sanctuary, but I'm in another part of their church. Doing the broadcast live. This is God's word, and it must go forth. So we're going to open up with prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. Here we are once again, touching and agreeing and realizing and knowing without a doubt that you are God, and you're God all by yourself. So we come giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on, you're still worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is still in your hands. You sit high and you look low. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus, so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we come now and lift up our sisters and brothers and over in Ukraine on tonight. You sit high, you look low, you know what they're going through, and you see what's going on. And you said in your word that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So we know that the enemy is still seeking whom he may devour. So we ask that you will continue to cover our sisters and brothers over in Ukraine on tonight. Touch that president. Continue to bless those that are trying to faith, that's trying to do what's right and pleasing in your sight over in Ukraine. Continue to protect them. Have your way in their lives, Heavenly Father. Encourage their hearts, even though they're going through a war situation right now. We lift up President Putin, Heavenly Father, tonight that you would turn his heart, turn his mind, Heavenly Father, from evil, that he would seek Jesus Christ, and that he will come to know who Jesus Christ is for himself and be saved in his name. And then he will be able to do what's right for your people all over the land, that you will even get the glory out of his life. Now, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I continue to lift up my cousin Ken Hoag, my cousin Mary Ann King. You know what they're going through, not only them, but all those that are sick and afflicted, my sister Gert, and everyone that's in the land of the living, you know what we're all going through in our bodies, minds, and spirits. So touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus, because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders in the earth through your people, that you will get the glory in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up all those that have breathed on tonight. I lift up Deaconess Davenport on tonight and the loss of her husband, Deacon Davenport, who made his heavenly transition on this week. We continue to lift her up and her family that they will find peace and joy and strength even during the hour of bereavement. Not only them, but all those that have lost loved ones. The mother that was funeralized at the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church on today. Continue to comfort and strengthen her family in the name of Jesus, that you would get the glory even out of the loss of our loved ones. We know that you sit high and you look low. And you said again, you said you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, and your presence, even as they grieve and go through the hour of bereavement in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Lord, and ask that you would have your way on tonight over this worldwide platform and over this worldwide ministry, that you will continue to get the glory, honor, and praise, because we know it's not about us. It's about you getting the glory, that your word is going forth with power, that souls are being saved, backsliders are coming back to the fold, that the body of Christ is being built up and strengthened and edified. And we even lift up all those that are behind prison bars that are incarcerated. We thank you that now that they are able to hear this worldwide platform and all other ministries that I share with them all over the United States are now going into the prisons, that they can hear your word and be blessed and encouraged by your word. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. And it comes to us saying, the anointing on your life is more important than the title before your name. Once again, someone need to hear this spiritual food for thought. It says, to you and for me, the anointing on your life is more important than the title before your name. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown 1558 at yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. So right now we're getting ready to go to our music break, and we're going to come back and we're going to get ready to receive this awesome man of God, none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, as he gets ready to do part two of his message titled Snap Out of It. Enjoy the music break.
Sacrifice your life so I could be free.
you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. Thought I was the devil. Oh, you thought I was the devil. You thought I was the devil. You got the life, your life, so I could be free.
Well, praise the Lord on tonight. Aren't you grateful that Jesus thought that our life, your life, and my life was worth living, that he would die for? He paid the price for our lives that we could be saved in Jesus' name and we could be redeemed and restored back to our Heavenly Father and our Creator. What a mighty God we serve through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Bless his holy name. So right now we are ready to receive the word of God for tonight through none other than Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, Victor. He's the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, again, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And once again, I'm in a different location right now. I'm not at home. I'm at another church service. I'm in the community room across the hall from the sanctuary. So if you are hearing the music or anything, you have to excuse me because we are still live in another church service, but the word of God is still going forth over this worldwide platform. So right now I yield, and the lines on tonight are open again after Pastor Norman King has delivered the word. If anyone wants to share words of encouragement with him or have any questions for him after he has delivered the word, you would have a chance to do so. So right now, I yield the mic to you, Pastor Norman King.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. So grateful for another opportunity to be available for the master use. For Jesus said that without him, we can't do nothing. But then Paul said that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. So we got to lean and depend on the Lord. Amen. So what I want to do tonight,
amen,
before I get started with the message, I want to play this song. And I'm going to play parts of this song because this kind of opens up where I'm going with this message tonight. So just be attentive and listen to the words of this song. Yes, we be in preparation.
Working in your life.
Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for whom all blessings flow. We thank you for the opportunity tonight to be in position to share your word with your people. I pray that their minds and their hearts are right tonight to receive from not from me, but from you, through me, and that I may decrease and that you may increase. We ask these blessings now, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this is a part two. I did a message a few weeks ago, and it was called Snap Out of It. And that was a part one, and this is part two, Snap Out of It. Now, coming from a scripture text tonight out of the it'll come more clear in a minute, so just bear with me. Coming from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. I'm going to read this from God's Word translation, starting at 15. It says, after they had eaten, bear with me, I lost my text here for a minute. Just bear with me. It said, after they had eaten breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than the other disciples do? Peter answered him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus told him, feed my lambs. Verse 16. Jesus asked him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter answered him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus told him, take care of my sheep. Verse 17, Jesus asked him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt sad because he asked him a third time, do you love me? So Peter said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus told him, feed my sheep. Peter had denied Jesus. Jesus told him that he would, but Peter was very outspoken. Peter said that, you know, that it's not, I'm paraphrasing, it's not even possible for me to deny you. But Peter was afraid. He was looking, he saw when they come to get Jesus, and he knew when that crew came, it was going to be devastating. We have experienced something ourselves in our life. Well, we said one thing because we wasn't tried. It's easy to say what you will do when you're not being tested. It's easy to say what you will do if you never attempt it. So we're talking about a God. We're talking about a Lord that will forgive you for your sins. Even though Peter had denied Jesus, just like Jesus said he would. Now, before I continue on, just bear with me because I want to not get ahead of myself because I got so much in a short time that I want to share with you tonight. Amen. And one of the verses I want to read before I continue on with this message is one of my favorites, Romans 11:29. Romans 11:29. It says, God never changed. Now, I'm reading from the God's word, so it's going to sound a little different. Romans 11:29, God never changes his mind when he gifts or when he calls someone. God never changes his mind when he gives gifts or when he calls someone. Now, here we're talking about Peter, one who had denied Jesus, one who was talking big. Peter was a hot-tempered, vocal language-speaking person. Now, even though he denied Jesus, I'm going to go back to Romans 11:29, y'all. God don't change his mind. So God has called you. He's called me. God got gifts that's been assigned to you. God had gifts that's been assigned to me. And just because we don't do what's pleasing to God, just because we are disobedient, I want you tonight to hear this message. This message is telling you tonight, snap out of it. Snap out of whatever situation mentally that you are at, whatever rut you're in, whatever you're allowing yourself to be depressed by or from, snap out of it. Because the same way God got Peter back on track, come on, he had to go to Peter and let Peter know, look here, Peter. Do you love me? Feed my lamb. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. I know you messed up, Peter. I know you jacked up from the floor up. But feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Because remember I said, Romans 11:29, God said, I never change my mind. This is Paul talking. He's saying that God never changes his mind when he gives us something, y'all, a gift, gifts or callers. Amen? No matter what. So we got Peter here. I'm going to talk about Paul in a minute. I'm going to talk about Jonah. I'm going to give you three illustrations from three people who got off track. Amen. And make it relative to us in this day and time we in. Now, you heard the saying that if he did it for them, he'd do it for me. Amen. You have messed up. I messed up. Amen. You have not done what God say do. I've not done what God say do. But God saying tonight, be reconciled back to me. Amen.
Yes, sir.
God never changed his mind. Just because you want to, and see, and the sad thing about this is that there are folk within the house of God who have told you some mess that does not line up with the word of God. That's why you got to be like the old folk. You say you got to know God for yourself.
Self. I
know
that's
word
right.
God
for yourself.
Amen. Too many of us have got bamboozled by somebody who do not study to show themselves approved what? Unto God. They studying. Amen. But is they studying to show themselves approved unto God or to some other man? Come on, somebody. Talk to me now. Talk to me, church. Paul told Timothy, I'm saying for a third time, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Paul told Timothy, you study to show thyself approved unto God. The reverend need not be ashamed. Why? Because you're able to rightly divide the word of truth.
That's it, Peter.
I know, Peter, you denied me. I right there in front of my, I told you, boy, what you going to do. See, you did not have no fear in front of you. Remember, Peter was very outspoken. Come on. It says here that Peter was very hot-tempered, and he would cuss you out. Huh? Come on. Huh?
Yeah.
Peter was a sinful, look here. Peter was a sinful man, but yet he became part of Christ's what? Inner circle. Come on, y'all. I want you to put yourself in this same circle. Amen. Even though you may commit a sin, God sent me by the night to give this example of Peter. Peter was a sinful man, but yet he became a part of God's inner circle. Let's go back to Romans, y'all. Romans says God never changed his mind. See, you need
Thank
to remember that. When you have done, and we all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. That's the word.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Romans 3:23. Say, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Oh, nobody's excluded.
But God is saying to you, like God is telling you to snap out of it. Get yourself back on track. Know that God does not change his mind. Well, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Well, what did the word of God say about that? Huh? Come on now. You go by the tradition of men instead of the word of God.
Yeah.
I'm here to present you the gospel now. The gospel is the truth. Come on, somebody. Come on, James. The gospel
yes, is
the
yes,
truth.
Yes, it is. Yes,
huh?
It is.
Oh, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Well, tell me, Romans 11:9, that God never changed his mind. Amen? Listen, Peter
That's
lied.
Right.
Peter lied.
Yes, he did.
But Jesus knew that he had to go and reestablish Peter because Peter was so sad because what he did. Spent
That's
3 years
right.
walking with Jesus. But yet, Jesus wanted him to know, Peter, I know that you messed up, son.
Yes.
But feed my lambs. But feed my sheep.
Yes.
Son,
yes,
for a third, Peter got mad. And Lord, why you listen?
Yes, he did.
Why you ask me all this? You know that I know that you know all things. Why? He's because he want him to get it, y'all. Sometimes it takes somebody to tell you more than one time.
That's
for
right.
For you what? To get it. Amen.
That he wants to get it. That's right.
Peter and the other three, come on now. When Jesus first called them, they dropped everything that they were doing. How about
yes,
you? Like, did you make excuses? When God call you, do something. And even, no. I'm not going to stay over that long because I want you to know something. Even if you did, that was not pleasing to God. God sent me by night to let you know, snap out of it. The same way Peter was reconciled back, God is speaking through me tonight to tell you, be ye reconciled back to God. Amen?
Yes,
be ye
amen.
Reconciled
yes,
back
yes.
to God. I'm going to say it for a third time. Be ye reconcile back to God. Snap out of it. Amen? Who got you? God got mm-hmm. you. I just told
I know
you
that's
Romans 11:29
right.
say God never changed his mind. So who got you?
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's not the accolades you got hanging on your wall. It's not because you speak excellent in your words, huh? Come on. It's nothing wrong with none of that, but you got to know God got you. God allowed you to have resources. Hear me now. There ain't but one source. Come on, somebody. Come on, church. Ain't but one source. Ain't but one source. That's why Jesus, I can't imagine how they look at Jesus. Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing. Listen, without me, you can't do nothing. So repent. If you are in position tonight that you have not done that was pleasing to God, I'm saying to you tonight, by way of the Holy Spirit, repent. That means repent means to turn 180 degrees from where you are. Amen?
Yes, Lord.
The Bible tells me that God looked beyond my faults. And he saw something. And he saw something. He saw something. Huh?
Yes, sir.
He's speaking right now through me tonight that he wants somebody to know and someone to be refreshed or have a, what we call it, reboot. Huh?
Yeah.
Remember that God looked beyond your faults and what? And saw your needs. Come on, huh?
Yes, sir.
He
Thank
said, I don't change my mind. I'm going back to Romans now. I know you jacked up. I know you did something that you feeling so bad. Someone called me over there. They sent me a text and wants to know something. I'm not going to go over the air tonight right now, but I want to just say it in principle. Because they was going by something that was said all their lifetime, even my lifetime before I come in contact with the Word of God. And now what I did was I sent this brother a scripture. See, we got to know what the Word says. If you're unsure about something, come on. And see, one thing about obedience is that you may be thinking that you're doing right. But if you humble yourself in obedience to God, the Holy Spirit will lead you in the right place at the right time to get delivered from what you thought was right, knowing all the time was wrong. You didn't know what was wrong, but God knew it was wrong.
That's right.
Amen. And so, and when I give this brother the scripture, I didn't even answer him because God said, give him a scripture so he can see it for himself. And that was set
That's
you up
it,
to
right
talk
there.
To him later on in the conversation. But first, give him the word. Amen. Sometimes
right.
we run our mouth too much. Come on, church. I know this for myself. Sometimes we talk too much. Just give
I'm
him a scripture. Because it could be that they've never been involved in a Bible study. Amen?
That's right.
I'm saying again, maybe they were never involved in a Bible study, so they've been going all their life by what somebody said. But if you give them the scripture, and God will cause a time of you're not able to expound with them because he wants them to think about what is before them. Now listen, when the prostitute ran to Jesus, and they were trying to do something to her, come on, huh? And you know, they say that those ones chasing her were church leaders. Come on there, huh? Yeah,
That's
you know,
right.
you got something like that, you know, huh? You hear what I said? You
Maybe
got something
can.
Like that, huh? Wolves and sheep clothing, huh? And tell
it's
me that see, hey, James, see, I got to go this way now. Come on. I got to go this way. Look, and tell me that when Jesus bent down and made an inscription and saying, huh, he caused a delay. His delay made the men think because they didn't know
That's
what
right.
he was doing, huh? And then when he looked up, he said, woman, where is thou accusers? See, sometimes we move too quick. It tells us, in, what's that, Psalms 46 and 10 say, be still and know that
well,
I am
God.
Huh? Sometimes we move too quick. And that's how we get in these messes sometimes, amen? But God sent me by not to judge you, but to give you some words of encouragement and say you can be reconciled back to God tonight. But you got to snap out of it. Come on, huh? You got to know that God got you. Amen? You need to be reconciled back
amen.
To God. If you really want to get right with God, repent. Tell God I messed up.
Yes.
And be sincere. Yes. Don't play.
That's it.
Because remember, God knows everything. Peter said the same thing. Peter got mad because Jesus asked him three times. And look, and Peter was like, Lord, look, you know all things. Why are you asking me this? Because Jesus wants Peter to make sure he got it. Sometimes we need to be told more than one time. Amen. So he wants us to be disciplined instead of getting mad. Just receive it. Come on, y'all. Sometimes we can't
That's
stand
right.
for it to be corrected. Amen. But God is saying, you need this. Amen. And God is giving you the opportunity to win right now to what?
Well,
get back on track. Get back on track. Amen. Tonight is your night. Amen. Now, I want to share another verse, another character. That's enough for Peter right now. Let me give you something else. Amen. Listen, it's all about God anyhow. It ain't about me. Right. It ain't about you. It's all about God. Amen.
Yes,
Jesus
it is.
Christ.
Right.
Okay, come on. Let me put it right. It's all about Jesus. Amen. It's all about Jesus. I'm gonna turn to Acts, and I'm gonna go over to the 9th chapter. I'm still reading from God's Word translation, and I'm going to start reading at verse 4. Acts 9, verse 4. It's talking about Saul. I'm going to start at verse 3. Acts 9 and 3. It says, as Saul was coming near the city of Damascus, a light from heaven suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Saul asked, who are you, sir? The person replied, I am Jesus, the one you're persecuting. Get up, go into the city, and you'll be told what you should do. Meanwhile, the men traveling with him were what? Speechless. They heard the voice, but they didn't see anyone. Come on. They heard the voice, but they didn't see no one, huh? Verse 8. Saul was helped up from the ground. And when he opened his eyes, he was blind. So his companions led him into Damascus. For 3 days, he couldn't see and didn't eat or drink. Now, I'm giving you this illustration because here's another person. His name was Saul, but his name was changed to Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament. Amen?
That's right.
So he was on the road to persecute more Christians. But then God knocked him off the horse and blinded him. Amen? What it was, let's go back to Romans, y'all. Romans 11:29 says the gifts and calls of God, God don't change his mind. So it was on Paul. See, you can have something assigned to you by God and not know it. And the reason why you don't know it because you're in the flesh. And it's not possible for you to comprehend a spiritual reality with a natural mindset. Can't happen.
I know that's right.
That's why it takes us so long sometimes to grab what God has been, not he's been saying it. Come on, y'all. It's like that song say, God is working. Huh? I like a message that Creflo Dollar said when he talks about the finished works of Jesus Christ. See, God wants you to understand that it's finished.
Finished work,
expecting something to happen that's already been done. Amen. God is working, meaning that God is saying to you, step out of it. You need to grab a hope to God saying, get back on track. I ain't changed my mind. Don't, because somebody told you that you don't use it, you lose it. I didn't tell you that. So who are you listening to? And why are you listening to the ones who's not even speaking according to my word? You got to know God for yourself. That's how it stands down home. James, originally, our roots is from where? Alabama, brother. Come on, huh?
That's down there.
Them old folk tell you, look, you got to know God for yourself. Come on.
Exactly.
All right, James.
That's right.
That's how they say it now. I'm not speaking against nobody else, but that's how my folk, I was taught. Come on,
that's
y'all.
Right.
That's how they will tell
that's
you. Look. Whatever it takes for you.
whatever it takes.
I'm going to say it again.
Right.
Whatever it takes for you. Quit trying to mimic after somebody else. What works for this person may not necessarily work for you. And it's not saying it's wrong. It's just not for you. Amen?
That's right.
You need to get yourself, you need to work with what God has given you. Quit trying to see God will put people across your path to help get you started, but don't depend upon them. Are you hearing me? See, it's the Holy Spirit in you. 1 John 4:4 John says, ye are of God, little children. He tell him why. He said, because greater is he, what, who is in you.
That he is in the world.
That he is of the world. Amen? So Saul, he wasn't aware of what God had for him, what God had assigned him. And a lot of us are gifted the very same thing because we are in a natural mindset. And it's so prevalent in the church, especially the day and time we're in now, because so much is going on in the world, and we act like we're so surprised by what's happening even right now with this war thing. Come on, y'all. You better get to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. If you get into God's Word sincerely, then the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in the way that you're supposed to be, that you're supposed to go.
Amen, that's right.
You ain't got to try to figure out, well, I wonder what God got for me. Why are you trying to figure it out? The Holy Spirit will bring it forth. Amen? See, that's a method that he used in growing you, because you'll know within yourself that you didn't think that. Come on, huh?
Mm.
Remember the cartoon characters when they used to throw a text out there? We ain't called text back in the day, right? When he was sending a word out, and then the body catch up with the word. Come on, y'all. The same thing happened in principle in the spirit today. Amen. God is telling somebody tonight, you need to snap out of it. You've been hanging right. You've been in that rut too long. Huh? God is saying, and see, the song says God is working. What the young man, one of the things he was saying in the song was that you need to get right with God and quit trying to be in control, saying God's in control. See, we do that too sometimes. We'll say that God's in control, but we got to hold this thing. Come on, y'all, huh? God is working. Look, all things work together for the good, right? To them love God called according to his purpose, amen? So what God is saying, listen, and I can't speak names, you know, because it's wrong to speak names, but my thing is this right here. You got to give God something to work with.
Amen, that's right. That's right.
You got to give God something to work with. God said, listen, you praying for something that you already got. Are you hearing me? Quit suffocating the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say it again.
That's right.
Quit suffocating the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is, once you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God is in you. Come on, church. But you got to walk in obedience, though. Come on, amen. Now, my verse, now I want to talk about Jonah a little bit, not much, because I know my time is winding down, but I do want to give you this other illustration. We talked about Peter, and we talked about Paul. Amen? Now, we got this man named Jonah. Now, Jonah symbolizes the resurrection from death. After 3 days and three nights in the fish belly. Amen? Let me find you a verse here. I got a verse. Matthew, let me turn to Matthew. Bear with me, y'all. I'm almost done, but I got to give you a little something, a little nugget about Jonah. Let me look over here in Matthew 12. I'm going to look around verse 40. 12 and 40. God's word, it says, just as Jonah was in the belly of a huge fish for 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Now, Jonah message, if you want to get something from it, is that talk about God's compassion is boundless. Other words, God protected him. He ran from his calling, y'all. Are you hearing me? He ran from his calling. And God is saying to you tonight, some of you are running right now from your calling. But let me go back to Romans 11:29. God does not what? Change his mind, right? God does not change his mind. So some of you who's running like Jonah, God is saying to you through this message tonight, listen. I will cause something to happen to get your attention. Jonah was running from his call. But all of a sudden, he ended up getting tossed off. I'm not going to go in detail, but he got tossed off that ship. And God allowed him to get swallowed up. And he still protects him, y'all. So God is saying to you tonight, he said, one thing that Jonah was saying, y'all, he said, in my distress, I'm talking about Jonah, y'all. He said, in my distress, I called to the Lord. And what can he answer me? So this message to somebody like that, even though if you fit this same scenario, meaning that you may be in a situation right now, I want you to know that if he did it for Jonah, he'll do it for you. Jonah said, in my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Just know that God hears you. But see, you got to be sincere, though. Amen? You can't be playing. You got to be sincere. Amen? So God hears your cry. He hears what you're asking for. But he's saying that what you got to do, first of all, is be reconciled back to him. For God to work in your behalf, you got to snap out of that rut you in. See, God can't work a thing for you. In other words, he can't manifest certain things in front of you right now until first you get reconciled back to God. That means repent and turn 180 degrees from where you at back to God. God is speaking to you tonight. He's telling you right now that I've not changed my mind. I know you feel bad for what you have done, in some cases what you have not done. But he wants you to know right now, I got you, no matter what. The same way he was with Saul, when he was changed to Paul, the same way he was reestablishing Peter, he's saying to you, no matter what, I got you. Now I'm going to turn this over to Governor James after I pray. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, I love you. I give you all the praise, glory, glory, and the honor. I pray that someone on the other end has received whatever it is they're supposed to receive tonight, and they know who they are, they know what's been said, and they know where they're at, and they know where they should be, and they know that they got to get right back with you and understand that you have not changed your mind. Just because they feel so bad for what they may have done, they receive a message tonight saying it's time to what? Snap out of it. And I ask prayer tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Well, I'm got to leave out of here because they're closing up the church where I'm in right now. And so I'm not going to be able to do a closing song. So I'm not even going to have a chance to let the listeners have words of encouragement or given any questions on tonight because I got to leave out of the church because they're closing up the church right now. And so I just want to say thank you, Pastor Norman King, for that powerful word. And for every listener that tuned in, continue to be blessed by the Lord. And know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.